This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Doug Stephan's Good Day. Doug is out. I'm Jay Kirshner. We have everybody's favorite, Jennifer Horn, joining us.
Woo-hoo.
Always love when you're here. I get so excited, and I get sad whenever you cover for me and I'm out because I can't talk to you. Yes.
We miss our time together, our girl time.
Yes, but my favorite is when you fill in for Doug because I get to talk to you. Not bragging.
We, we get to run the show. We're running the asylum is what happens around here.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen that cloud, the saucer-like cloud that everybody's calling the UFO cloud that was over Turkey?
Yeah, it was insane, and it looked like a UFO. And I'm telling you, the people are here walking amongst us. I think they were just delivered to Turkey.
Okay, am I one of the only ones that was like, that doesn't look like a UFO, it looks like a...
A girl part. I know.
It looked like lady.
An unidentified female object, I think.
And because of the time of day, the sun was setting, so you had the red sky, and it gave it this like rose-colored hue, and it was just kind of like all of the media, so like the social media, the news outlets that were posting about it. I'm thinking, dude, Facebook's gonna block you. Like, this is vulgar content.
This is pornography. Well, I think it's weird. Okay, because you had that, and then did you happen to see the UFO that they saw from the United States-Mexico border?
No, what's this one?
So it's around the same time. So this was January 20th. So it was a few days ago, but around the same time that this cloud shows up in Turkey, right? So Mexico, and this is the story in the New York Post. You can find it. I had to do some research on it because I knew I had seen something published that they saw like a UFO at the U.S. border. So they say that Mexico's most famous UFO expert believes a photo of a sunset over a stadium at the border shows a flying saucer. He thinks it's real. It was taken by
a certified expert person.
Yeah, it was taken by a fan over sunset at the FC Juarez soccer stadium. The team tweeted the image out this week. That's where it got popular. And this UFOologist, which I think is a funny title, Jamie Mawson, mm-hmm. said that he believes it's a real UFO. And if you look at this thing, there's no resemblance to lady parts. It doesn't look like a cloud. Like, this looks like what you would think a flying saucer looks like. He enhanced the photo. And it showed UAP, or Unidentified Aerial Phenomena, that was labeled. He says that's what he believes it was. He says, I believe it was a ship of non-human origin, which is what he put up on Twitter. Gotta check it out. If you haven't seen it, it's pretty crazy. Yellow, beautiful background, and you see the image right in the foreground. It's, yeah.
Yeah.
It looks legit.
Going to have to check this out. Well, especially when you have somebody who is an actual UFOologist. Not just somebody who's like, hey,
he's certified.
Have a picture of Bigfoot. You know what I mean?
Exactly. When they say they're an ologist, you know it's important. I don't know. What do you think? Are there UFOs? Do you think they're, well, UFOs are just unidentified flying objects. So obviously
there
are
those.
Yeah, and
I get so annoyed when they talk about things of like, oh, this is a UFO, but they are not referring to it as an outer space UFO. It's
right.
Just like, oh, we can't identify it. So technically it's a UFO. It's like, stop toying with my emotions. I am 100%. I 100% believe in alien life because if space is as vast as they tell us it is, and from what we've been seeing, why would we be the only planet that has any kind of life? And if
potential
we are technically one of the baby planets, or one of the baby solar systems and galaxies in the universe, well, wouldn't there be other galaxies and universes that could possibly have more? Now, whether or not they're actually coming here and walking among us, that's to be determined. I neither believe nor do not believe, if that makes sense.
I just think if you've seen members of Congress, there has to be alien life here.
How long were you holding on to that one?
I mean, check the forked tongues. I mean, Mitch McConnell's 804 years old. It's just not human.
Well, there
behavior.
Are some people where I'm like, what deal with the devil did you sign?
I know. You're still going? Okay.
Well, still kind of an outer space news. Not really outer space, but astronaut Buzz Lightyear. Nope, that's not right.
Buzz Lightyear.
Aldrin. human. Married his longtime
love. The human,
love.
Not the cartoon.
Yes. The real Buzz. He got married on his 93rd birthday.
I love it. I saw that story this morning, and it made me smile from ear to ear. So,
and also, he looks good
for him. Yes, and he's living his life. You know, how many people just go, oh, I'm in my 90s. It's over. Why? No, he wants to get married to his girlfriend, and he did it, and good for him.
Mm-hmm. There's always a lot of people where you look at them, and they either look like a young age or an older age, whether they're the same age. Like, somebody could be a young 80, and they look and they act like they're in their 60s, and you see somebody else who's 79, and you're like, how are you not 100?
I know. It's all attitude, right? I think it's all how you process stuff and your outlook and how you enjoy every day. I hope. And I try, you know, I pull myself into this a little bit because I think there's so much stress. There's so many things out there that you kind of get caught up in what's going to happen next. And you have to really pull yourself back. I've been really trying to do that in the new year, pulling myself back, enjoying the moment, not thinking 15 steps ahead. And it's sad that it's actually something you have to do kind of intentionally, but boy, you really do. It's easy to get ahead of yourself. And that does, I think, bring you down. If you're constantly worrying about what hasn't happened yet, that ages you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it's all the things that you can't really control. And a lot of times we write these narratives in our head, and then when the situation actually happens, 9 times out of 10, it is not what we envisioned. Sometimes it's worse. Sometimes it's nowhere near as bad as we thought it would be.
Right. Yeah. And I think when you look at someone like Buzz Aldrin, who has had such an incredible life, he deserves all the happy moments. So good for him. More of those for all of us. Let that be an inspiration for us.
Absolutely. All right, so we've been hearing about Colorado libraries having to close due to meth contamination. Have you been seeing all of these? There's a third one now.
Crazy.
Yeah.
This is what the libraries are being used for, though. You know, in my local show that I do in Los Angeles, we had a big, long conversation about libraries and how I used to love, like, when my books were such a huge part of my childhood. My mom would take me to the library every 2 weeks. I'd pick out the books I wanted. It was a great experience. But now I think these libraries have been co-opted by homeless people, by people who want to buy, use, and sell drugs in those facilities. And it really takes away, you know, it's taking away from the community's ability to be able to use them, just like everything else. It's getting co-opted by the bad guys. And what are we going to do? How are we going to fix it? If we're not serious about really cracking down on crime, and if we're not really serious about cracking down on drug use, this kind of stuff is going to just continue to grow. It's going to happen. This isn't going to be the one-off. It's just going to be the everyday.
Exactly. And not all of these places have the funds to have additional security on, and a lot of these are happening. They're still in libraries today. If you go, they don't need the entire space. They don't need the entire building anymore. So there's so many unused spaces that are closed off by what, a cone?
Yeah.
Or like a little sign that says off limits or something of that sort. It's not really keeping anybody out. And so it's the bathrooms on the main levels, the lower levels, the parts of the building that not a lot of people are going to. And it's also illegal to have security cameras inside bathrooms. You can't have any cameras inside bathrooms. So it's kind of a good place for where people want to hide and do some of this dubious behavior. And it is also important to mention that we acknowledge substance abuse is an illness, and if you are struggling, you can call the helpline 1-800-662-HELP. But it is one of those things where with meth, people are not just harming themselves, they are harming other people. These libraries have to be closed because of the meth contamination. The residue that is being found in multiple bathrooms that gets into the vents, it gets through the rest of the library, and not only the people who visit and come in, people with their kids, but the people who are working there, who are breathing in this air day in and day out, I wonder if there are any stories or if there will be any stories of anybody getting addicted by secondhand meth. Is that a possibility?
I don't know. The contamination, I know, is real and it can be harmful. I don't know how, if it's the same effect you're hearing a lot of about fentanyl, which if you just look at it, if you're in the same space, it can cause a big problem. So I don't know, but I do think that the presence of that, even having residual stuff left over, a kid gets a hold of it. I mean, my goodness, think about what can happen just in your own home with a child on the loose. Then imagine in an area where there are substances that shouldn't be, and you're creating such a huge recipe for disaster. And I think about the librarians of my day, and I'm sure that they're probably the same today. The librarians that we know are not there to be security monitors. You know, it's not fair to ask them that question. And as you mentioned, not a lot of libraries have the security. So, like, what this has become the spot where people are taking advantage of the situation, the shelter, probably a little escape from the elements, and it's a bad scene.
It really is. But the library is still so much fun to go to.
Well, I've heard, because I haven't been to a library in a while, and some of my callers were saying, like, they have 3D printers now. They have all kinds of stuff that, you know, just in addition to being able to take out books. But, you know, my mom uses our library all the time. She gets online books, so she'll get books to download, which the library offers. You can get them on your Kindle or your iPad, and it's a free service. And how cool is that? That's awesome to take advantage of
that. And if you just need a quiet place to go and think or read, and we take Mac, they have this Discovery Zone, and we'll take him a bunch of times, and then they have this little, not like an aquarium, but like a fish tank in the children's section, and they every month they have some theme, and the entrance to the children's section is all done up, and it really is. It is a lot of fun to take him to, and it's really cool. But also, if you live in one of these areas where you just keep having these issues, it's like, why would anybody want to take their families? Why would anybody want to take their children?
I know. Kind of, something new to worry about.
A little bit of a quick good news story of survival. Did you see about the sailor who was lost at sea for 24 days and survived by eating ketchup and food seasoning?
Thank God for those ketchup packets. Don't throw them out, kids. You never know when you're going to need them.
Sino, do you like ketchup? I hate ketchup.
I love ketchup.
Sauce.
I'm ketchup and mustard nasty. Girl. Like, I love it, but I can't imagine eating ketchup packets to stay alive. I'm not quite my jam, but I guess in a pinch, hey, beggars can't be choosers.
Well, he was 47, and he was making repairs to his boat near an island when bad weather conditions basically pulled him out to sea. He wasn't even meaning to be out at sea, so survived 24 days. That's pretty impressive.
Yep. Not bad at all. God was watching out for him, I think.
More on the Alec Baldwin shooting coming up.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code CLEAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code CLEAN. Enjoy.
Streaming only on Peacock. From the mind of Rian Johnson, the writer-director of Knives Out.
Miss Kale, you've got this gift. Always known the truth.
I only know if something is a lie. The real trick of it is figure out why.
Natasha Lyonne is Charlie Kale.
No, well, I think there's been a murder.
You watch too much Dateline.
A new 10-part mystery series.
Wolves on my fender. I gotta keep moving.
I've been kind of a death magnet.
Poker Face, streaming January 26th, only on Peacock.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
It's Doug Seven's Good Day. I'm Jay Kirshner. Doug is out today. We have Jennifer Horn. And a lot to unpack with the Alec Baldwin stuff. We found out last week that he is going to be charged with manslaughter for the shooting death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins on the set of Rust. However, the update is he will not be charged for shooting Rust director Joel Souza.
I forgot. So someone else did get shot. The director got shot, right?
Yes, with the same bullet. So the bullet fired, the gun fired once, one bullet, but the bullet hit both of them.
It ricocheted, that's right. I had kind of forgotten about him just because obviously she was the focus and she died. Mm-hmm. So no charges in that. I think this is going to be really interesting how this plays out. It doesn't even matter whether you're a fan of Alec Baldwin or not. I think the place where he went wrong, because I don't think he intentionally set out to try to kill this woman. But the fact that he came out and said he didn't pull the trigger on the gun, and then the FBI gets involved and says, well, this gun was firing fine, so somebody had to pull the trigger, seemed like a weak excuse. And as we talked about the Countdown program, I know, Jay, we were together on Friday talking about this, that it's also it could be under his purview because he was the producer of the film. So if something happens and you're a business owner, the business owner bears some responsibility if something happens on their property or in their offices. Same thing is true probably for a movie set. The buck stops with him. But, you know, this just seems so much more like a tragic accident, regardless of whether or not he pulled the trigger. I mean, I don't know. It seems like it's hard to hold someone accountable, yet if you hurt someone with your vehicle, you can still go to jail even if you don't need to.
Exactly. So, the whole difference between murder versus manslaughter.
Right.
And with the pulling the trigger, I believe he believes he never pulled the trigger.
Probably.
I think in the trauma of all of it, and maybe he didn't mean to pull the trigger at the time and he did. Maybe he didn't. Maybe there was something, even though the professionals have come in and looked at it, and they're like, not only do you need to pull the trigger, but you need to cock the gun back, the back part of it as well. I forget what it's called. But because it's an old-style gun, there's just no way it could have gone off like that. But also, how are they going to prove how live ammunition entered the gun anyway? There was another actor who was on the set and had filmed a scene before the fatal accident happened, and he even said he's been on movie sets for decades with guns, and an actor never checks the chamber. Actors aren't actually allowed to.
I wouldn't even know if they would know what they're looking for, to be honest.
Exactly. Well, and nobody's supposed to do anything with the gun other than the armor. It's the armor. So I totally understand why the armor is being charged in this.
Mm-hmm.
And when it falls down into Alec Baldwin as the producer, well, some people are producers in name's title. Why is he as a producer being charged, but not other producers? And I think a lot of people don't understand that as well. Anybody who's not in the film industry that knows all of the inner workings of this. So there's a lot that's kind of like, how is this going to be proven? But when it comes to the Russ director and why he's not going to be charged is because it was an injury, not a death.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way, the DA says the only way to characterize the shooting is an unintentional battery, and no such thing exists because battery requires intent.
Interesting. So because there was no intent there, there's no charge.
Yes. Hmm. And the DA
found a loophole with the law. Yeah.
Exactly. And but also, is this loophole going to come in with the shooting death of Helena Hutchins? Because, again, no intent, and the DA even says Baldwin had no intention to hurt anyone. So is that statement also going to come into play when he does officially face those charges?
Yeah, negligence, though, always plays out. You don't set out to hurt someone or run someone over with your car, but if you're text messaging or doing something else and you do that, then it's negligence. You're still responsible.
Still responsible. Exactly. Brandon Lee's sister, do you remember from The Crow,
yes.
Bruce Lee's son, who had an untimely death due to a gun that
same
went
kind of
off?
Thing. Yeah.
Exactly. So she's speaking out about it as well. There is a newspaper editorial that she's endorsing and she's been sharing about calling to ban guns on Hollywood sets, saying that there's just no need for them anymore. With all of the post-production capabilities, there is no need for any live guns to be on set, and that's a valid point when you bring up.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wall of Fire.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The suspect in Saturday's deadly mass shooting in Southern California is dead. Authorities identify the 72-year-old Asian man who they say opened fire near a Lunar New Year celebration at a dance studio in Monterey Park, leaving 10 people dead. At least 10 others were wounded. An apparent targeted attack at a Baton Rouge bar left at least a dozen people wounded by gunfire. 9 victims have non-life-threatening injuries, police say. One congressman says the U.S. should send at least one tank to Ukraine to push Germany to send its own fleet. Appearing on ABC's This Week, Texas Republican Michael McCaul said Germany is waiting for the U.S. to take the lead. The matchups are set for the NFC and AFC championship games. The Eagles will host the Niners, who beat the Cowboys on Sunday night. The AFC pits Cincinnati against Kansas City. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Good day.
Good day, sir.
Good day.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day.
Day. Doug is out today. I'm Jay Kirshner. We have Jen Horn joining us. And let's get into some good news because it is Doug Steffen's Good Day Show. Why not get into good news?
And so the name makes us do some good news. So just sit there and take it, people.
Bring the good, whether you like it or not. There's a 15-year-old Connecticut student who is trying to raise enough money so that her best friend can get a new wheelchair lift and vehicle because she wants him to be as happy and successful as possible. Wow. Isn't that the sweetest thing? Her name is Lily Gardner.
Cool.
Yeah, her name's Lily Gardner. She created the GoFundMe campaign to benefit her 14-year-old best friend, Chad Chablowski.
Is Chad Chablowski old enough to drive, though?
Well, No. But the family friend, he got a new wheelchair. So here's the thing. He got a new wheelchair, and because of the size and the weight of it, it no longer works with his lift at home nor his family vehicle. And so she's trying to raise enough funds to upgrade the home lift and the car so that he can really get around places. It's this motorized vehicle that replaced the one that he was really having a lot of difficulties with. And so they got him this new one, but they just, it wasn't taken into account all of the other things around him. And Lily says that she actually had a very tough time going to school. She had a hard time. She didn't feel happy when she was there. She never wanted to go. It just, it wasn't an enjoyable place for her until she met Chad. Chad started going there, and she was like, just his presence. He is amazing, and he just makes everything feel familiar and easy. And she felt like she had somebody and something that she was looking forward to. She started actually looking forward to wanting to go to school because she'd get to see her best friend. And the GoFundMe, she's trying to raise $40,000. That's the goal. Just under $31,000 is where she's at right now.
Wow. Good for her. What a great, great kid. That's an awesome story. I love that.
It really is. And especially when you think of things like GoFundMe, because you have all these strangers. Yes, you share the story and people that you know will get a hold of it and they'll start sharing it and they'll probably give some. But when you have these complete strangers that are just donating because they feel impassioned to do so, to help somebody they don't even know, that's just, it's one of those stories that the kindness keeps on giving, if that makes sense.
Yep, for sure. And I think the fact that it's led by young people who get a bad rap for being kind of disconnected and in their own worlds and on devices and all of that, that it probably touches people even more when it's somebody who's a young person who's trying to help another young person. It's a great story.
It really is. All right, here's one of the, I feel like, Doug in this one, do we care category. If we don't, we don't have to go into it. But the Royals, King Charles Coronation Weekend.
Yeah, why not?
Okay. Yeah, I feel like I used to really enjoy hearing about the Royals. And is it just because of everything that's been going on? And not exactly what's been going on, but just the fact that there's so much news about the Royals that it's being shoved down our throats. Are we just kind of getting a little jaded of it?
I think Harry's ruined it for me, to be honest. I'm totally disappointed in kind of what he has put the family through. And I don't really defend the Royals. I think that they're people like the rest of us. And I never understood all the ha-the-gods, other than watching, like, the fashion, of course, and, like, Diana was an icon in that department.
And the weddings, William and Kate's wedding. And
totally.
Even Harry and Meghan's.
Yeah, no, watching the style, all that is fun. But I really feel like it just became kind of a mess and a sideshow. And I don't know. I think that's turned me off of it a little bit, but it is a big deal. In our lifetime, we only see a certain number of coronations. I mean, think about it. Queen Elizabeth was queen forever. King Charles will not have that same luxury just because of his age.
Yeah,
but I do think it's notable. And I do think even though it may not mean much to us here, we'll still see it and know it. And, you know, it's a historic moment.
It is. It is. And to further that point, the last coronation was 1953. That was Queen Elizabeth II's coronation, 1953. She passed away at 96, making her son, who is currently 74, king. And you're right. It's definitely not going to have the longevity as the majesty, as his highness, for as long. But you have the coronation coming up. A lot of the details are starting to come to light. It is scheduled for May 6th through the 8th. Buckingham Palace has announced this in their press release. It's going to be a 3-day celebration. There's going to be a star-studded public concert at Windsor Castle, which will also be broadcast live on BBC. Can we watch this? Does BBC stream?
I think so. I think we'll be able to watch it. What's funny is Prince Charles doesn't look like the kind of, or King Charles, excuse me, my faux pas. He doesn't look like the kind of guy who really, like, rocks out. So it's surprising to me that the concert is going to be good. And all he doesn't seem like much of a fun lover, does he?
Yeah.
It's a little stodgy.
But isn't it funny? Like, you think of Queen Elizabeth, the Queen, as maybe just any of the royal family being stuffy, but I could totally see her getting down and rocking out to even Rihanna's Super Bowl halftime performance.
You think so?
She just seems, yeah. And then after her death, you had so many people coming out of the woodworks who worked closely with her, her longtime security members, who were just saying she was actually really funny and that she would play some pranks. Like, if there,
yeah.
There was one story about they were on a walk and they came across an American who was traveling from abroad and didn't realize that she was the queen, and asking about the, she made some comment because she was asked if she knew the queen, and she made some comment that her security team member who was with her knew the queen very well. And so the American is asking the security team member about all these things about the queen, and even asks the queen to take a picture of the two of them together. And she is just like kind of trying not to crack up. And then as soon as that person left, he was like, she thought it was one of the funniest things. And she would actually do that a lot. If people didn't realize she was the queen, if they saw her walking out and about, like, in one of the other areas on their property that was maybe adjacent to another property.
Just an average woman walking around.
She's just like, whatever.
Now, so, yeah. Did you hear about the story that broke, speaking of the royal family, with Ghislaine Maxwell this weekend? She, is in prison, the associate of Jeffrey Epstein. And everyone knows that Prince Andrew had that picture with that young woman who accused him of all those horrific things.
Yeah.
I think her name was Virginia. And so Ghislaine Maxwell did her first interview from jail. And the first thing she comes out says that that's a fake picture, that she has no memory of introducing these two for, like, ever. She has no memory of it. She says that the picture is a fake and that they're trying to just get money and fame from putting
it
out there.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, what does she have to lose? You know what I mean?
Well, like, and that's it. So what? Now, she's not, it can't be believed because she has all of these friends in high places. We know she was up to terrible things. But at this point, you're right. What does she have to lose unless she thinks that there's an ending, like some kind of ending for her? And she's trying to protect Prince Andrew or the royals because she doesn't want the retribution. I don't know.
Yeah,
but how bizarre that it, like, the first thing she comes out and says that she doesn't even remember introducing them and that she thinks the photo's a fake.
And has she mentioned anything else about anybody else that she connected with?
Not
these
that
other
I've
agents?
Seen. That was the big news story. She said that he's a dear friend, that he should be uplifted after these lawsuits from this woman. She feels completely divorced from the person that the people refer to and talk about as far as Jeffrey Epstein goes. So she talked a little bit about him. She did it with a British broadcaster. His name is Jeremy Kyle, who did the interview. And, yeah, it'll be interesting to see if there's anything else that comes out. I think they're going to probably release this in pieces. But Prince Andrew getting a big favor done for him by Ghislaine Maxwell.
Well, and has there been any kind of conversation over the potential Stockholm syndrome in terms of Ghislaine Maxwell?
I don't even mean to laugh, but that's really true, too. I mean, I think so many times people who especially are capable of doing really bad things can tell themselves all kinds of stories, right?
Mm-hmm.
And whether that's Ghislaine Maxwell, that's the girl, I don't think we have a reason to discount what the girl has said. I mean, she's provided pretty convincing evidence. We know that Jeffrey Epstein was not a great guy.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there are a lot of people who also want to capitalize on what they can get out of a moment. I don't know. I don't know what to think. My inclination is I don't believe what Ghislaine Maxwell says, but it's something, I guess, another piece to the puzzle as people
just more to speculate over, of course.
Yeah.
My goodness. Okay. Well, yeah, that is interesting new news. Moving on, have you seen Vanna White and the heat she's been getting from a certain outfit choice she had on a recent Wheel of Fortune?
I love Vanna White.
I love Vanna White. Why are people coming for Vanna White?
Why do they not like her? What kind of outfit was she wearing?
Well, you know how she always wears the different dresses and everything. So this one was one of those high-low kind of situations where it was more of a top than a dress, but on the one side, it looked like a dress that went all the way down, but on the other side, it was cut right above the hip, like a shirt would be, and she had black pants on. It was gorgeous. I was kind of like, I want to go somewhere fancy so I can wear something like this. Everybody hated it. They were like, clearly her stylist, her wardrobe department, they need the day off. They are making poor choices. Why did she agree to wear this? Like, people are coming hard for her.
These are people who have nothing else better to do but take other people down. I mean, even if it was a terrible looking outfit and I didn't get to see it, oh, I see pictures of it. It's beautiful. It's fine. It's like a pink, like a hot pink one shoulder dress with pants underneath for the most part, right?
Exactly. But the ones, and it's like, I don't even want to call it a dress because on the one side where it comes up so high, like that looks like a shirt. It looks like a top.
Yeah, and it's kind of like a happy thing.
Yes, and that's kind of one of the styles that a lot of people are starting to do and starting to wear, not starting to, but instead of wearing the actual gowns, they wear something that's more of a top, and on one side it looks like a gown, like typically in the back where you have the high-low front is higher, and then the back is a lot lower, and you wear pants underneath of it because of how high it comes up.
Yeah, you have to. You'd have to wear pants with that. Unless you want to show the world what Vanderway really looks
unless
like.
Unless there's another big cloud situation.
Right. But I don't know. I think people are so eager to take other people down. Like, here's a woman who turns letters for a living. She doesn't even have to do that anymore. She just presses buttons. She looks glamorous. She still looks fantastic. She's 65 years old. We should all look this beautiful when we're 65 years old. I don't understand taking her down.
Yeah,
for one
and what happened
like
to the whole, like, agree to disagree? Oh, it's not my taste. Haven't you had friends who are like, do you like this outfit? Or they're shopping and they like something. You're like, oh, I can see why you would like that. Or I think that looks great on you. It doesn't mean that you want it. It doesn't mean that you want to wear it. It's not your style, but you don't have to poo-poo other people's styles.
Social media has just made everybody into awful critics.
Oh, my goodness.
And they sell it like, because we can't be mean to people. We have to uplift women, unless you're Vanna White, and then we're going to take her apart because
you're
like, one outfit. Give me a break.
And all of these people, if they saw her in person, they would immediately be like, oh, my gosh, you look beautiful. That's amazing.
Yeah,
nobody would be like, oh, my goodness, your stylist needs a day off. That is horrendous.
You're
nobody says that to people's faces in real life.
And maybe your stylist did have a day off. I know. Maybe your stylist did have a day off, and that was her choice.
Yes. Oh.
Does any, and nobody comes after Pat Sajak. Do they ever come after the boys? Never. Like, what are you doing with that suit? Oh, that tie's ugly. Whoa, look at that face. It's always the women that get it.
Yeah, and you know that when you mention it, and you think of red carpets and a lot of guys who have the same tuxes, and there's similar looking tuxes even if they're not the same, but nobody's like, oh, who wore it better in those magazines where there's a similar looking outfit or somebody, two people wore the same color, and all of a sudden it's, which one wore it better? You don't see that for the guys.
Never, ever see that
Never.
For the guys. No.
The point of the story, let people live.
That's right. And wear pants.
Nachos! Egg and nachos!
Hey, I'll take some.
Great. And some Frank's Red Hot.
Oh, nah. I'm good.
Oh! You're just gonna eat these dry, plain, boring nachos with no Frank's. Seriously? Frank it up! Frank it up! Come on, lady! Frank it up! Frank it up! Frank it up! Yeah! Yeah, this guy finally gets it! Jumbotron.
It's the perfect blend of flavor and heat. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.
Meet Joe A.
Hi.
Joe B.
Hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is logging his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect and support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase. Make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show. I'm Jay Kirshner. Our resident home improvement guru, Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit, is out. But in the meantime, let's cover some health tips with Doug's conversation with Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin.
53 past the hour now in the Good Day program. Happy to have back on the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. Calitrin, you have to be deaf, dumb, and blind not to have known about Calitrin. Been on this program for, I think, 7 years. Have we been, Elizabeth, associated with Calitrin?
I think so. For
7 years, talking about the health benefits, no side effects, that sort of thing. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success? What is it for? You can see a lot of these real people and their experiences on the website, toploss.com. How does this happen?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently. So when you're young, you've got a lot of collagen protein, you've got a lot of lean muscle tissue, your metabolism is higher. At the age of, it's really close to 30, you start losing 1 to 2% of collagen a year. So by the time you're 50, you're working on 20% or more less collagen. So your metabolism starts to decline, your hair, skin, and nails start to get, you know, thinner, weaker, your digestive system starts to deteriorate a little bit more. I know it sounds awful, still doesn't. Aging is so fun. But whenever you replenish your body with that collagen protein, and that's the number one ingredient in Calitrin, your body not only uses it to repair and rebuild, but it also stimulates more collagen production, too. So it's a really awesome thing when you give your body back what it needs. So at the 90-day mark is where our huge success rate is. Now, most people are seeing inch loss and pound loss within the first 4 to 6 weeks of taking the product. It really takes around the one-month mark for most people to get it into their system, start noticing their clothes are fitting better, inch loss. But really, after that, you're going to start noticing the weight loss. 1 to 2 pounds a week is a healthy weight loss goal. That's where you can maintain it and even keep it off after the product. So a lot of people, you see these reviews on our website, they say they've lost 10, 20 pounds. They've been on it for a little while. They've been on it for a few months. We've got, you know, some people who've lost over 100 pounds with it. I know one guy that he's lost 135 pounds with it. He's been taking it for 2 years. It's taken him 2 years to take that off. But he also has maintained it and kept it off since then. So it took him that long to take it off, and now he uses it for maintenance. He takes it, you know, if he starts seeing the scale go up, and that's the way that I do it too. I lost 40 pounds with it, back after I had my baby. So I guess that was probably about 5 or 6 years ago. I got on it, I lost 40 pounds, and now I just use it for maintenance, because that's a big question we get to is, do you have to stay on it forever? You know, do I have to buy this forever? No, you don't. This is, you take it, you rebuild the lean collagen, you rebuild that muscle, and then you can stop taking it. Now, of course, you're going to become depleted again over time, and it's not a bad idea to supplement with that. So you don't have to stay on it for the weight loss. Now, we do have some people who love it for the side benefits. It's great for joint pain. Suzanne here in the office, I know y'all have talked to her before. She takes it for arthritis. She says it's the best thing she's ever had for arthritis. I hear that all the time with customers. So it's great for joint pain. It's great for digestion, acid reflux. It's great for hair, skin, and nails. It's great for sleep. If you take it at bedtime, which we do recommend taking it at bedtime, when your body breaks down that collagen protein, it helps you sleep more soundly too. So we have customers tell us all the time, I'm dreaming again. I even had one that is like, I'm having nightmares. I'm like, oh my gosh. You know, you're getting to that dream stage cycle that you probably weren't getting before, that deep restorative sleep. So you're able to dream again.
The product is well described. I like your website, frankly. If you go to toploss.com, you'll see all of the things, how the ingredients work synergistically with your body, the natural nature of the ingredients, that sort of thing. It's all there to help you improve your energy level, burn the fat, resulting in weight loss. But I am, as you just suggested, somebody who stays on it all the time. So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals for people when they go to toploss.com?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. You know, we always want everyone to get started with that 90-day supply, because that is where our huge success rate is. You want to give it time to work. You're probably not going to see just a whole lot with a one-month supply. But like I said, that 90-day supply discounted on there also includes some free bottles. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code DJ, or actually, I think it's Doug. It's Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there. That's at toploss.com.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin to help underscore how helpful they can be in your weight loss efforts and healthcare efforts.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.